And we're joined now by Coach Tuke. That's just what I've been told to call him, Tom Matukowicz. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. I tell you what, now you, that's a good job getting that last name pronounced. I know you put some work in on that, so you get a gold star for the morning.
Well, you, as I texted you, I do the play-by-play at TSU, so I've practiced several times a year when you guys – hey, congratulations on a great season.
I appreciate it. It's just been a joy of a lifetime to see what a bunch of men can do when everybody believes and buys into a common goal.
Well, and 9-3, 6-2 in the OVC. We know this OVC is not easy. We see it every year. But the first winning season since 2010, and then that at-large playoff berth, the first since 2010. And, you know, this, I'll just get, let me get off a little sidetrack here because I'm a big, you know, this is an OVC segment where we go throughout the OVC and bring guests in here in Nashville on the show, sponsored by the OVC. This is a two-bid league. I'll just tell you that right now, and people need to understand that.
Exactly. I think ultimately in the world we live in, you got to earn your respect. They're not going to just give you two. And so, you know, we got two in this year, and most importantly, we're both first-round victories. And so that puts us on the map, and people that vote, these are humans, and they see that, and I think what we should see is a lot more respect given to this OVC league.
Well, and of course, Jacksonville State has been the bell cow, what Coach Gross has done down there and the run that he's been on. But I got a little – did I would imagine around the league that you may have got a few texts from everybody else when you beat Jacksonville State saying, thank you.
Well, you know, it's – when you've done what those guys have done, man, you become the hunted, and everybody is rooting against you every Saturday. It's tough. And so certainly that was a one of a lifetime, because even when I first got here, you know, that was the target. You know, you're trying to build everything, make all the decisions based on trying to beat that team, because they were the signature team in the OVC, and that's what we're trying to do. And to win that, I know a lot of coaches, you know, are appreciative of that, or I don't know if that's the right word, but it certainly lots of people saw that score. I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of people did as well. And with that, and then obviously finishing out your the business probably went a long way, and also getting you that at-large bid. Tom Matukowicz, he is the Southeast Missouri State football coach. And this year, I mean, and I got to be careful, you don't want to call something a breakthrough year, because – I don't think you can say that until 2 to 3 years from now if you build upon it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I agree. And it's not necessarily – I don't know what the correct verbiage is, but
yeah,
nothing is done in 1 year. There's no validity on 1 year. There's excitement and there's energy and enthusiasm built on 1 year. But you have to follow it up, and that'll be the thing that I'll talk to my team about. You know, Austin Peay did this last year, and what did they do this year? There's lots of examples of, you know, people not being able to follow it up. And really, that is the last curve I got to turn here as a program. They've never, ever had back-to-back winning seasons in program history. I mean, they've played football here for a while now. And so to not, you know, to be able to be on that team that makes that milestone, and people can talk about the 2019 Redhawks as a team that went back-to-back, I think maybe even more impressive than the first year, the 2018 team that won 9 games, because it's going to be harder. Last year, or this year we just got done, isn't going to make next year easier. It's going to make it harder. There's human nature, but also now you're going to get everybody's best game. You know, there's just a lot of different things we're going to have to overcome to be able to put back-to-back seasons together.
SEMO football coach Tom Matukowicz with us, Coach Tuke with us as well, and got to talk about some of your players. It's pretty good to have the OVC Offensive Player of the Year, running back Marquez Terry, and OV. I got that one right, didn't I?
Yeah,
There you go. Marquez, yeah, I called his name enough. Marquez Terry, an OVC Defensive Player of the Year, junior linebacker Zach Hall, 168 tackles that led all FCS players, one of three players invited to the Buck Buchanan Award presentation down in Frisco on January 4th as the National Defensive Player of the Year. Those two guys, I mean, both All-Americans.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think they'd be the first to tell you that they wouldn't have the kind of success they had if they didn't have really good teammates alongside with them. You know, the O-line, the D-line makes those type of awards possible. And the season you have, you know, if we're 3-9, none of those awards are happening. And I think they'd be the first to tell you. But you're also not going to win 9 games in a playoff win without great players. And we have great players. We have elite players here, top in the FCS. And, you know, but those are a lot of guys that were unrecruited. Both of those guys did not have Division I offers. We were the only school that offered them Division I-wise. And so that's kind of our team. We're a bunch of no-name guys that got a chip on our shoulder that are trying to prove that we do belong.
Well, one of those you mentioned up front, senior offensive lineman Drew Forbes, also an All-American. I see he's pretty solid. You got to think he's going to be drafted, right?
Well, I think so. He's certainly the best prospect that we've had. He's out of position a little. We play him at left tackle. I think he's probably an inside guy. We had 26 teams come and evaluate him this year. And so you never know how all that works, but it sure seems like he's on a lot of people's radar. I think when his pro day comes, he's really going to turn some heads because his numbers are elite. Even in the NFL standards. And so hopefully his draft stock will rise and all those things. It couldn't happen to a better kid. You know, he's just 40 minutes from here. He's a local kid that bleeds red and black, that loves the Red Hawks, and, again, didn't have any other offers out of high school and just worked his way into being an elite prospect.
Southeast Missouri football coach Tom Matugiewicz, the OVC Coach of the Year and a finalist for the National Coach of the Year with the Eddie Robinson Award, 9-3 in the playoff victory this year for SEMO. By the way, when you were talking about the NFL evaluators coming in, you know you've got an alum that's running an NFL football team right here in our city.
Absolutely. In fact, I was there for the Jacksonville game.
Yeah.
So saw the Titans just put a whooping on the Jaguars there, and John Robinson was gracious enough to get us some tickets, and we're proud of him and the accomplishment that he's done in his life, and makes all Red Hawk Nation proud.
Yeah, and I've had him on this show a few times, or my show that follows this and everything. And I tell you what, a few years ago, I got to go to Hawk Stadium for the first time, and what a neat setting. It's got the way you've kept the outer facade entrance, it's that old school look, and it sits in sort of a bowl. That's a really neat setting.
It really is. I mean, you couldn't pay to have that done. We obviously need to do some renovations to our stadium, but not the setting. I mean, it's down, it's got a rock, it's kind of cut into a cliff, and it is a beautiful place to play football.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, it just looks at, you know, like it looks like football. I don't know. I'd really love that venue that you have there in Cape Girardeau. This past season, records for points in the game. Your team led the nation in fewest fumbles lost. You only lost one fumble all year long.
It's amazing. You know,
that is an amazing coach, yeah.
Every coach in America is obviously talking about ball security and takeaways and stuff. And you know, our assistants have done an amazing job teaching the skill sets it takes to hang on a ball, and then the players have really bought into the importance of that. And it became a cultural thing, and it just spread on itself, and was able to do it at a historic level.
Yeah, and that you also led the country in interceptions with 23, turnover margin plus 24, and that you keep that up, that's what an average of, you play what, 10 games, 2.4 per, and then the turnovers gained, leading the nation in all of those categories. There's no surprise you're 9-3 and 6-2 in the league with those numbers.
Yeah, I mean, the football is so important, they named the game after it. You got to do a great job with it, and when the other team has it, you got to try to get it back. I mean, that wins.
Well, Tom, hey, congratulations again. And I tell you, I've been up a few times to do the TSU games up there at Houck Stadium. I've enjoyed my trip every time. It's just a neat setting, and continued success. Our paths will cross again. Thank you, Coach.
I appreciate having me on.